Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. Here's your host, Dr. D. Richard Ferguson.
We're on a break from the Sermon on the Mount, focusing on Christmas messages between now and Christmas. We started with a chapter you may not think of as a Christmas passage, but it is. It's Revelation 12, which describes the story of the birth of Christ from the perspective of the unseen spiritual realm. If you missed Thursday's broadcast, you'll definitely want to go back and listen through that to get the context. It's the story of what happened with Satan and the rest of the spiritual world when Jesus was born. Now, Revelation 12 talks about how Satan tried to destroy Christ, and when God the Father protected him, Satan turned his anger against us. And John goes on to give instruction on how we can fight him. He says we can fight him by the blood of the Lamb. And on Friday's podcast, we looked into how that's done in practical terms. When you remember the reason why Jesus died, that recollection itself will empower you to defeat Satan in numerous ways. Revelation 12:11 says, "They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb." That's one way to use Christ's blood in this war. Today, we'll take a brief look at a second way to win this war by his blood.
Remember why Jesus died. And while you're remembering that, also remember the provisions that he purchased when he died. The provisions he provided for you. Isaiah 12:3, I love this verse. He says, "With joy you will draw water from the springs of salvation." I never even noticed that verse before this week. I just came across it and like, wow, how did I miss that? "With joy you will draw water from the springs of salvation." Springs, plural, all these springs, these wells that we can draw from. In order to defeat the devil in your life, on the basis of the blood of the Lamb, you need to draw living water from the various springs of salvation every day. You say, what are the springs of salvation? They're all the gifts, all the provisions that Jesus purchased for you and made available to you on the cross. They're all of God's great and precious promises. Those are the springs of salvation. What was it that brought the prodigal son back to his father's house? Do you remember? Luke 15:17, when he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And I'm here starving to death. The thing that made him willing to repent and to go back to his father's house was just simply realizing in his father's house there was food there. There was lots of food. There was food to spare. Springs of salvation, food to spare, great and precious promises. They're all referring to the same thing. They're referring to the provisions that are available to us on the basis of Jesus dying on the cross. They're what he purchased for us, like forgiveness of sins, confidence that God accepts you and he's pleased with you, even though you stumble. And he takes delight in you because you're connected to his son. The promise that he'll provide everything you need. You don't have to worry. The promise that he will protect you from all harm. The promise that he will guide you through life in a way that you'll be able to follow. You'll be able to discern where he's pointing. The promise that he will give you a spiritual gift and use you for his purposes in his kingdom. The promise that he'll provide a way out of every temptation. The promise of reward in heaven, the availability of greater love for you in this life, the availability of increased joy and peace and patience and kindness and strength and hope and wisdom and humility and gentleness and self-control and contentment and zeal and repentance and generosity and diligence and rest and comfort and security and passion and fulfillment and happiness and on and on and on and on. Those are the springs of salvation that we need to draw from with joy, hour by hour, through the day. That's how you defeat the devil on the basis of the cross. That's real spiritual warfare. Keep reminding yourself, all of that is available. All of that is purchased for me. And if you say, well, you know, Daryl, I realize those things are true, but, you know, my sin, I just keep falling. I'm so weak. My faith is so bad. I'm just such a, I did this and I, you know, I did that and I repented, but even my repentance isn't up to snuff. And usually when people talk that way, it's because they're taking 10 looks at their own sin for every one look at what Christ has done. Reverse that. 10 looks at the cross for every one look at your own sin. Do you have to look at your own sin? Yeah, you do. But for every one look at that, 10 looks at the cross. Crowd the doubts out of your mind with faith. That will slam the devil from the heavens down to the ground. That's remembrance. Secondly, reliance. That's the second word. Once you remember all those resources are yours, learn to rely on those instead of relying on yourself or your income, your job, your spouse, your health, whatever it is you rely on. You can tell what you rely on by what you're running after or what you're protecting. That's what you're relying on. If you spend 2 minutes a day seeking grace from God, you're not relying on grace from God, right? I mean, let's just face it. The thing that you're relying on most is not something that you spend 2 minutes a day seeking. When you truly rely on something, your heart feels like, I have to have that or I'm done. And when you're convinced that you actually must have something, you'll do whatever it takes to get it. And if you rely on the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ like that, the strength of the giant red dragon of Christmas will be crushed in your life. Defeat the devil on the basis of the cross through remembrance, reliance, and then one more, expectation. When you open your Bible, expect something. Expect God to follow through on His promises. Expect Him to be what He says He is. Expect something will come out and feed your soul and give you greater insight into God's glory. Expect that. When you come here to church, expect something. Don't just come here. Come here expecting something. When you pray, pray expectantly. Have an attitude that really does believe that God will follow through on what Jesus gave His life to purchase for you.
What would drinking deeply from the springs of salvation look like for you today? Which benefit of salvation do you most need to cling to today? Which of His promises would have an impact if you kept it in mind and spent the day leaning on it and trusting in it today? If you only think about this in general terms, it's not likely to do much for you. Be as specific as you can.
Thank you for listening. If you found today's episode edifying, why not share it with a friend? And if you like listening on your phone, download our free Food for Your Soul mobile app. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.